the song called Subway. Another one from our in-studio guest on Acoustic Cafe this week, Amy Ray.
Lastly, your daughter is...
9.
Is there a recognition of the activist part of what you do, which is all of it, essentially? But I mean...
Yeah.
A recognition that it's a useful parenting skill to have. You know what I mean? Like, does she get that?
She gets it. I mean, the thing about her... Well, she goes to a Quaker school. We sort of had a choice. I wanted her to go to public school because that's really what I believe in. We kind of have a very interesting relationship, me and my wife, Carrie. I kind of always have lived in the country. I've lived there for 30 years. And after she had Ozzy, she was just like, I got to go down to Atlanta because she works in film industry. She's like, when you're gone, I need to be close to work and, and have the resources. And her dad lives up where we live in North Georgia too, but her dad's husband is also our Manny, you know, when I'm gone and Carrie needs extra help. So we basically picked a school. I love the Quaker schools. I love the Friends schools. I think they're amazing places. But I didn't know if it would be a fit for her. So she's got an advantage of that. Like, she sees me even more as an activist than a musician, because she's being taught about, like, the water protectors and, right, you know, the criminal justice system. I mean, at her age,
yeah,
they go to protest. They organize and go to the pride parades as a unit. The whole school does. They inhabit an old Baptist church that they bought, and on Fridays the older kids stand on the steps and hold up signs about whatever's going on,
mm-hmm,
in Atlanta. It's just how she was born too. It's not just how she was raised. Like, she just has a center of compassion that's like, we're really lucky that she has this, because mm-hmm, she is very like empathic almost, and like, she's always like the one taken up for like whoever the underdog is. And also, she was raised with a lot of dogs too, which also helps, and cats.
Sure.
So she's very like, just, you know, in touch, I'll say. And she lives half her time hiking in the woods and the other half in the city. I mean, she's in an incredibly diverse community, integrated in a way that's beautiful, you know.